USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Wednesday will travel to South Texas, where he's expected to report on the border wall and expose the Biden administration's open border policy. Trump will be joined in the Rio Grande Valley by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who has vowed to complete Trump's wall along the Texas line with state funds and private donations. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg said Monday that the Federal Trade Commission's antitrust complaint against the media giant Facebook failed to show its monopoly, effectively dismissing the DOJ lawsuit. Now, the DOJ can get a second chance with Boasberg, an appointee of President Obama, within 30 days. Condo owners in the South Florida tower that collapsed last week were facing assessments for millions of dollars worth of repairs, with payments set to begin this week. The Champlain Tower South Condo Association approved a $15 million assessment in April to complete repairs required under the county's 40-year recertification process. USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone. So download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
Asphalt buckled, insulation melted off wires. How hot is it in the Pacific Northwest? Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Several cities in the Pacific Northwest set new record highs as the region bakes amid a severe heat wave. Seattle made it to 107 degrees Monday, breaking the previous record of 104, which was set on Sunday. Portland, Oregon set a record for the third straight day, reaching 115 degrees. Forecasters say a little relief is on the way for some areas as a dome of high pressure moves to the east, taking the worst of the heat with it. Temperatures in Seattle and Portland should return to the 80s by Wednesday.
Mexican authorities on Monday found a boy thought to be about 2 years old alone near an overcrowded truck that had been carrying more than 100 migrants in suffocating conditions. Wearing no shirt, the boy stood by himself surrounded by a handful of packaged snacks and half-empty water bottles. Mexican authorities believe the boy is Guatemalan. No plans have been announced by Vice President Kamala Harris to end the humanitarian crisis at the border. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
This day in history. Flash, 1613. The Old Globe Theater burns down. The theater was located in Southwark, across the River Thames from the city of London. Flash, 1941. 1 week after launching a massive invasion of the USSR, German divisions make staggering advances on Leningrad, Moscow, and Kiev. Flash, 1972. In Furman versus Georgia, the U.S. Supreme Court rules by a vote of 5-4 that capital punishment, as it currently is employed on the state and federal level, is unconstitutional. Flash, 1995. The American space shuttle Atlantis docks with the Russian Mir station. The first thing passed through the docking tube is a brand new PC computer. Flash, 1967.
Well, it wasn't pretty, seemed like this car with the four people in it. Well, it was six people in it and four dogs. Run just dead on into the back of this truck, freight truck. There was no indication of anyone trying to stop. The three people in the front were crushed, and two of the little dogs were dead. However, the three children in the back, by some miracle, weren't seriously injured.
Blonde bombshell and celebrated actress Jane Mansfield is killed instantly when the car in which she is riding strikes the rear of a trailer truck on U.S. Route 90 east of New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.